You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver with a little backtrack right there. And it is 7:30 and I'm going to be starting Kalasu right now. And this is a Christmas episode, so we'll be playing some pop. And it's a little bit of old school tunes that are Japanese and talks about, you know, the birthday of Jesus Christ. So I hope you guys will be enjoying that. So it'll be a little bit different from the usual show where I play a lot of indie rock and punk, but I hope you guys will enjoy it. Merry Christmas, by the way, everybody. And this is the, not the punk version, but the original version of Uemuite Aruko, also known as Sukiyaki by Sakamoto Q. You're listening to 101.9. Yes, and that was the original version of Uemuite Aruko Sukiyaki. Sakamoto Q performed that song, and I have to say, it's a lot different from the punk rock version. A lot more relaxing, a lot more chilling, and when I say chilling, like, you know, relaxing, basically. And a little nostalgic for some people. I believe that was a hit back in the 1960s in America, and he's the only Japanese who actually went on number one on the music charts, I believe the Billboards as well. This is Kalasu. My name is Alex Ushijima, and welcome to the show. I will be playing a lot of Christmas tunes tonight, and I hope you guys will enjoy it. You can also listen to this show online at www.citr.ca. All you have to do is move your mouse and click on the podcasting link, and you'll find many programs uploaded onto our CITR website, and you can download it and listen to it. So If you're just back at home drinking your hot cocoa with some chocolate sprinkles and marshmallows on top, then maybe it'd be a good time to find out what CRTR can offer you. So otherwise, I hope you have a Merry Christmas and have a great time. And I will be playing more Japanese tunes right now. Next tune is the Fantastic Plastic Machine, and this is the girl what was it called again? The Girl Next to the Green Door. And it's from the album Luxury. Hope you guys enjoy it. This is 101.9. We'll be right back. Can you take a guess who that was? It's actually a Pizzicato 5, a very subtle version of their like their usual pop genre style. But I think it suits the holiday season. The song of that is called Snowflakes. And before that, I had the fantastic Plastic Machine, The Girl Next Green Door. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, and it is Christmas. Hope you guys got what you wanted under the tree. And maybe I'll talk just a very general information of what Christmas is like in Japan. Most of the time, it's very similar to the Western culture. You know, we have a lot of exchanging gifts, but it's one of the things is that Christmas is not really a national holiday in Japan, but more and more people are taking up the tradition, such as decorating their homes and giving presents to their friends and having a special meal. Christmas was initially introduced to Japan by the arrival of the first Europeans in the 16th century. So, but in the recent decades, it's becoming more of a popular event in Japan. This is still despite the fact that Christians make up only about 2% of the population. One of the things that you will like to see in Japan are the decorations, not in the homes, but in the city, especially places that are metropolitan, such as Tokyo, Osaka. Kobe also has like a illumination festival, which is actually to commemorate the 1995 Kobe earthquake disaster, but it's becoming more of an annual event around this time. And it's just quite amazing. If you ever go to Tokyo, you may want to go to that Tokyo Tower just to see the decorations as well. But another thing, there's two things that I would like to say other than Christmas becoming the consumer holiday to shop as much as you want, other than Boxing Day. But two things is that the sales for Christmas cakes, like with all the white icings that's on the cake, yada yada yada, with all the little Santa Claus and snowmans made out of marshmallows. But anyways, the Christmas cake sales go up quite significantly. I think it's becoming more of a custom in Japan to buy a cake and spend time a little time with their family. But Christmas is also a time for dating. As a matter of fact, the Japanese, they really find the Christmas time to be a great opportunity to have one of the most romantic, sensational dates with their partner. So those are the two things that are quite common that occurs in Japan. So if you're listening to this, all my Nihonjin friends, hope you guys are having a killer time dating. But then again, right now it's Boxing Day in Japan, so they're probably back to work in their offices typing up their reports while listening to this show. I hope. Please give me an email, guys. I'm going to be playing some few more tunes. Right now, I'm going to be playing something a little mellow. The song is called Kirie, and this is by the Eccentric Opera. And by the way, if you like what you're hearing or if you want to make some requests or comments, please give me a call, 604-822-CITR. That's UBC-CITR. If that will make it easier to remember. But otherwise, just relax on the couch and have a happy holiday. This is 101.9. You're listening to Karasu.
叫んでてもあなたは消えていくだけど欠けていくいつまでも思い出の後
Whoops, sorry about that. And I am back on the program. I played three songs back to back to back, and I hope you guys enjoyed it. First, I had The Christmas Eve. That's by Yamashita Tatsuro. Sounds a little old school. I believe that was made in the 70s and 80s as a classic Christmas song in Japan. I've heard that song almost once every year around this time. It's especially if you just walk down the shopping districts, they will always play that song in a loop. And I just wanted to share it with you guys because, hey, even if it's old school, it is catchy. Hope you guys enjoyed that. Before that, I had Asobi Seksu, a song called New Year's. I know I am 1 week early, but I got to say, I love Asobi Seksu. They were supposed to come in Vancouver, but for some reason, the show got canceled. So I'm a little sad. But hey, I'm pretty sure they'll be coming back next time with a killer album, hopefully coming up very soon. And before that, I had the Eccentric Opera, and the song is called Kirie. So I hope you guys enjoyed those three tracks back to back to back. And this is 101.9. I even had a caller named Lorraine who was quite inspired by the phone number as well. And thank you very much for the call, and Merry Christmas to you too, and to all the listeners as well. Just to let you know that you can listen to this podcast, www.citr.ca, and you can find many podcasting programs that you can download onto your iPod and listen to it on the bus, in the car, or maybe in a snowstorm as well. You can also give me a call, 604-822-CITR. That is 604-UBC-CITR, if you would like to remember it that way. And my name is Alex Ushijima. Hello, 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 if you just tuned in. I will be playing a little more tunes, but let me just tell you this lucky fisherman story. It happened a few days ago. According to the Yomiuri Shimbun, a fisherman landed a bag filled with about 8 million yen in 10,000 yen bills. So if you think of it that way, that would be around $800,000. I hope I got my calculations right. The eggnog is kicking in into my noggin. And he found it at the Terorigawa River in Hakusan, Ishikawa Prefecture, according to the police. And this fisherman was a local resident of the Ishikawa Prefecture. He was just fishing, you know, just as a hobby, just having a little fun, when his line just snagged something around 7 o'clock in the morning. He pulled it up. It was in a duffel bag. And when he opened it, it also contained some antiseptic and some paper, which was unlegible because of the waters, but it had thousands, maybe millions of yens in that bag. So right now the police have taken the money away from the fisherman, but if the original owner does not come forward to claim it with the proof of ownership within the 6 months, all that 8 million yen will be his. Until then, the Hakusan city government will keep the money as a flotsam object defied by the sea disaster relief law. So perhaps after 6 months, nobody claims it. This might be an early Christmas present for this fisherman. Lucky man. Maybe I should go fishing in English Bay or somewhere and maybe pull up something that maybe I would like to keep. Who knows? But it's a little chilly out there, right? I'd rather want to go up to the ski hills like Cyprus. My friends just went there recently. Ooh, man, they must be having a blast. Next up, we'll be playing a very interesting mix. You'll hear some shamisen and zen koto in this track, but it plays a song of Silent Night. The band, or the group, I should say, was called CAF, and the song is called Silent Night Washoi. I'll be right back with some public service announcements after I play the song, and I hope you guys enjoy it. This is CITR. Thank you. That was a soundtrack from Lily Chocho. And before that, I had Kaf's Silent Night Washoi. Hope you like that fusion of Japanese traditional instruments playing a silent night. And yeah, it's pretty cool, isn't it? It is 8:10. This is CITR 101.9 FM. My name is Alex. Merry Christmas to you all. And if you haven't done it yet, go open a present and give your relative a hug or two, because, you know, season greetings. You gotta love everyone around you, right? So I hope you guys are having a blast and have some wild, tasty turkey, too. Anyways, I'm going to do some public service announcements. The following PSAs for tonight would be things that you would maybe like to do with your family, especially for children, because it's only a week till 2006 is over. So perhaps, you know, maybe these are the following things that you may like to do with your family. So first off, there is at Science World on January 6th, build a wind turbine. Kids from age 6 through 106 can build their own anti-global warming machine at the wind turbine on January 6th, 2007. The workshop will be going on from 11 a.m. through 3 p.m. and it'll be led by the Solar Power Roadshow. For more information, you should please call 604-739-7717. Another one is called the Heritage for Kids, and there's going to be three different events for each family. There's going to be a Global Family, Pioneer Family, and a First Nations Family. The time for each of these events will be from 9:30 a.m. to 12 p.m. and it's for children between 6 to 9 years old. The January 2nd, children from 6 to 9 years of age are invited to spend a morning at the Richmond Museum for some fun and education. If you want to find more information for this event, which includes some games, stories, music, and more, you should call 604-231-6460. And you may want to register now because space is limited. Another one is called Treasure Island. You should call the Deep Cove State Society if you want to get tickets. The show will be going on until January 6th. And let me just read this for you. The annual wildly popular Christmas pantomime by Jim Sparenick is directed by Anne Booth for Deep Cove State Society. Dame Sally Forth and her daughter Mary led a quiet life at the Admiral Benbow Inn until Long John Silver, captain of the Hispaniola, arrives in search of a map, and then hilarious adventures begin. And this is a great fun for the entire family. Tickets will go on sale right now, actually. And for info, you should call 604-929-3200. And one more thing, if you love rock and if you love laser, maybe you should go to the Planetarium. The rock laser shows are still going on, and they will have it at the H&R Macmillan Space Center, which is 1100 Chestnut Street. You do need to buy tickets, but you can find the schedule as well if you just call the number 604-738-7827, and the laser shows will be playing along with Pink Floyd, Dark Side of the Moon, as well as The Wall, and there will also be some shows by The Doors, Jimi Hendrix, and some Zeppelin. So that may be something that you would like to do before 2007 arrives, okay? So those are the PSAs. Hope you guys have made some great plans for the holidays. Otherwise, sit back, relax, and enjoy the rest of the show. I'm going to be playing a little more music right now, and here we go. Let me just set it up. And I'll play it right now. You're listening to Kalasu on 101.9.
Stand alone,
That song was called Odayakana Kurashi by Clambon. Odayakana Kurashi means tranquil, subtle living. And perhaps, maybe I had a very nice 2006. It was quite relaxing. Lots of rough moments, but I have to say I had a lot of progress and I learned thousands or maybe millions of things this year. And one of those things is to never give up. And for all the friends that are listening, I would like to say thank you very much for the wonderful support that I got during this year. And I hope we could keep in touch next year. And I'm saying to all those friends back in Halifax, one in Germany, many in Japan, but most of all, the many people of Vancouver. And for the listeners, thank you very much for a wonderful time as well. Oh, that doesn't mean that my show is over, though. I still have 35 more minutes. This is 101.9 FM CITR. My name is Alex, and I will be playing something that will be a little bit more poppy. Some Famicom-like. We'll be playing some YMCK coming right up. I hope you guys had a very nice Christmas dinner. I'll just tell you what I had today. It was actually for lunch, but I actually went to my sister and her sister's husband's family's place back in Coquitlam, and we had this this meal, I would say, called... What's it called again? Turhamkin. I think it's called Turhamkin. And I prefer to call it Turporkin. It's actually a combination of turkey, ham, and chicken. And it took them several hours to make. Actually, they spent all time yesterday just to prepare it, and they had to keep it in the oven for several hours. But anyways, what they did is that they had to debone the turkey and the chicken, and... First day, after they deboned it, they basically prepared the turkey in some on a tray, and they put an entire ham. I'm pretty sure it was chopped up into chunks, but basically they stuck an entire ham inside the turkey, added some stuffing, and then more with that, they had stuck entire chicken into the ham and into the turkey as well. So if you could just imagine this triple layer meat chunk, that's what I had for lunch. It was very, very delicious, and I couldn't help to say thank you to the Jansen family for a spectacular dinner. I really loved it, and but it's very filling, and I have to say, what are you going to do with the leftovers? Apparently it weighed around 9 to 10 kilos after they stuffed three animals into the oven. And plus, not to mention that the oven broke last night, according to them. I don't think they were very pleased by that, but hey, the Christmas lunch was all prepared and ready to go, and we just stuffed ourselves, and it was delicious. So thank you very much again to the people, the family, the Jansen family in Coquitlam. Okay, and Patty, my sister, love ya. Thanks for the gift, by the way. I will be playing YMCK right now. I hope you guys will be enjoying it. And you could give me a call anytime just to say whether I'm doing a great show, or maybe you could say Merry Christmas to me too, and I'll say it right back to you. But if you're listening right now, Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays, and hope you guys enjoy the show. This is YMCK. The song is called Kira Kira, Twinkle Twinkle. Thank you. YMCK with their song Kira Kira, Twinkle Twinkle, if you translate that into Japanese. And it's quite amazing what they could do by only using some 8-bit programming sound effects that you could get from consoles such as Nintendo. So perhaps it was a little nostalgic for the people in their mid-20s when NES was such a big boom. Now it's like many other consoles that are beyond my imaginations. I have to say graphics in video games are quite amazing and quite real. We'll be playing a few more tracks of Japanese music. This is Karasu. Welcome, welcome. If you just tuned in, we'll be playing some more music for the next 30 minutes, and then it'll be switched to BBC Radio. Fortunately, Gavin Walker will be away for tonight, and so the jazz show will be postponed. And if you're just listening to this program, I am playing a lot of Christmas tunes for tonight because obviously it is Christmas. But just to let you know that my program is usually Japanese rock, indie rock, and Japanese punk as well. So if you love those genre music, you can tune in every Mondays between 7:30 to 9 p.m. The show is called Karasu. My name is Alex Tsujijima, and please enjoy the main programs. You can find many of my other shows, which are uploaded on the website www.citr.ca. That's citr.ca. All you have to do, move your mouse, double-click on the link. Actually, you just have to single click and just check the world section, and my show name Karasu will be there, and you can download the many shows. And hope you guys enjoy it, and you could give me some feedback as well, or say a jolly jolly Merry Christmas. If you're Santa Claus, please give me a call, because there are some gifts that I did not receive yet. 604-822-CITR is the number. That is UBC-CITR. And yeah, that's great. So I was actually checking some Japanese news sources, and there is a Robots Award going on in Japan, and the number one award went to a feeding machine. It is a design to make life easier for older people, and this machine is called My Spoon, which actually won a prize in the service robots at the Robots Awards 2006. And what it does is that it's for disabled people to, being able to eat with a spoon with a joystick control swiveling arm that basically shovels food from a plate to the person's mouth. And that's quite fascinating. It's already sold in Japan and Europe, as a matter of fact. So Canada Health Services, please, you know, you might want to check this out. It doesn't force feed, so it doesn't like really actually shove it right into your mouth. The spoon fitted arm actually stops at the pre-programmed position in front of the mouth, so people can take a bite or swallow according to their needs. Pretty cool stuff. It's programmed by Secom Corporation. There's another machine that also got an award in the same category. It's called Palo. It's a furry seal fitted with sensors beneath its fur and whiskers. And what it does is that people could feel a little better if they cannot own a pet, because for several reasons. They can purchase this robot and pet its fur, and it actually responds by opening and closing its eyes and moving its flippers. It kind of sounds familiar, but hey, if it helps people feel better, that's great. More than 800 of the seal robots are used for therapy in Japanese nursing homes and by autistic and handicapped children as well. That's according to the awards website. And you could probably buy one of those robots, My Spoon or Palo, very soon, hopefully, maybe by next year. Because we know, if you just check the technology between Japan and Canada, I have to say Canadians, especially the cell phones, it's kind of lagging behind. I know I have like a few theories of why it's like that, but nonetheless, you know, hey Canada, we got to get some technology up there. But hey, we also have the Canada arm too, right, for the NASA projects. So hey, we're not behind at all. I think we're doing pretty well, actually. So we'll be playing a next song. This is Susumu Yokota, and the song is called Kodomo Tachi. In English, that's children. This is 101.9 CITR. ¶¶ That was Kodomo Tachi by Susumu Yokota. And before that, I had Niantora with the song Fantasy World. Hope you guys really chilling with those two tracks out there. And if you're in the car, hope you guys don't have road rage right now. But because it's Christmas, right? You know, you don't want to be angry. But I'm pretty sure the roads are open anyways because people are already inside for this holiday season. My name is Oxygema. This is CITR. If you don't know the number of the radio dial, that's 101.9 FM. And you can give me a shout, 604-822-CITR, 604-UBC-CITR. Or you could send me an email, katasuradio@hotmail.com. And hope you guys have a wonderful holidays. And the 2007 is just around the corner. It's going to be in a week. So make sure you got your tickets to whatever you want to attend for New Year's Eve and just have a blast because 2007 is going to be great, right? I will be, we'll have a New Year's show next week. Yes, I know I should probably take a day off, but hey, I love radio, and I guess I am a little committed as well. I will probably play my favorite tunes of 2006 that are all indie and straight from Japan, as well as talk about how the Japanese celebrate New Year's, and perhaps I'll find some interesting news. And when I say interesting, that'll be weird, odd, or just berserk. So I will be finding some talk material as well as some great tunes for you next week, and my show is always on between 7:30 p.m. to 9 p.m. every Mondays. Again, the show is called Katasu. Hope you guys are enjoying my show right now. I'm going to be playing a cover next. The performer is a woman by the name of Hitomi Toi, a very unique name because if you write it in Japanese, it literally means 1-10-3-10-1. And it's got a cover. Its song is called Across the Universe, and this is from her album 360 Degrees. And I hope you guys enjoy this track. This is 101.9.
Rain into a paper cup. This little white, they pass this slip away. Across the universe, pearls of sorrow, wave of joy, are drifting through my open mind, persistent and caressing me. My world.
That was Across the Universe from the album 360 Degrees, performed by Hitomi Toi. Just going to do a little forecast for you. Monday overnight, it's going to be scattered showers with the temperature of 4 degrees Celsius. With the wind, southwest, 10 kilometers per hour. A little windy, compared to last week when Stanley Park was just completely destroyed and uprooted. So, and Tuesday morning, however, is going to be cloudy periods with a little sunshine. And on Tuesday afternoon, it will be probably going up with a little more clouds. The temperature will be between 4 to 7 degrees Celsius. Followed by that, Wednesday we'll have some more sunshine with a little scattered showers, and that's a high of 7 with a low of 3 degrees Celsius, and we'll be having a little more clouds for the rest of the days as well. Just to let you know that they're going to be expecting some light rain on December 31st as well as on New Year's Day. So if you're going to be out partying, drinking, boozing, whatever you're going to be doing before the clock strikes 12 for 2007, just to let you know, have a raincoat, perhaps an umbrella, and not to mention drink responsibly as well. You don't want to get caught when you're having a good time, right? So that's the weather forecast for you. I'm going to be playing more Japanese tracks for the next 10 minutes. The next song I'm going to be playing is performed by Spangle Call Lily Line. The song is called Asphalt, and hope you guys enjoy it. This is Karasu. My name is Alex. Thank you. That was a spangle called Lily Line. The song's called Asphalt, a 7-minute track, but it feels shorter than that, in my opinion. It really soothed me down, calmed me down, and I hope you guys enjoyed that, whether you're listening to it on the road or at home. We'll only have a few minutes left. I will finish it off by playing some Sakamoto Q one more time. The song Sukiyaki, that's also the title track. But don't be surprised next week when I play the cover version, the punk cover version of Sakamoto Q, because Karasu is primarily an indie rock, indie punk show that plays Japanese tracks from Japanese artists. So don't be alarmed when you hear some completely different genres on this program. But I hope you guys enjoyed today's show, which is all Christmas-themed based shows and some relaxing shows that you can listen to while you're drinking some hot cocoa or some coffee with your friends and families. And don't forget to enjoy that brandy-drenched fruitcake that you have in the fridge as well. So my time is up. Thank you very much. Have a Merry Christmas and have a great New Year as well. And please let me know how I did. You can send me an email, karasuradio@hotmail.com. You can find that email address by going to the CITR website, www.citr.ca. You can just find more information when you click on my program, Karasu, in the podcasting section. Otherwise, you can also give me a call anytime when I'm in the studio, when I'm doing my show. The phone number in the studio is 604-822-CITR. That's UBC-CITR, or if you prefer it in numbers, 822-2487. That's my time. Thank you very much. Arigatou gozaimashita, and have a great New Year and a Merry Christmas. This is Sakamoto Q. I am out.